Alrighty, well, I'm very, very excited to announce I have my first guest of the day on the line with me, having released the amazing song Heart of Spring on Friday. Their brand new album is out for pre-order today, I believe. I'm talking about the incredibly talented Frau Knotts. Good morning.
Morena, Liam. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, hey, thanks so much for being here. How are you?
I'm very good on this grey morning in New Plymouth.
Yeah, don't worry, it's grey here in Ototahi as well, as it has been a lot recently, but that comes with the territory of winter, I suppose.
Definitely.
Hey, how are you feeling? Album out for pre-order today, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, definitely. I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, on Friday I just released The Heart of Spring, which was my third and final single before the release of my first EP, which is called Nextraterrestrial, and I've just set that up for pre-order on Bandcamp today, so I'll be doing a listening party for it as well a couple of days before the EP comes out on the 21st of August, if anyone wants to tune in and join in on the chat. That'd be awesome, but yeah, very excited.
Yes, now Heart of Spring, which we're going to play after this, is a beautiful, beautiful song. Did it stand out to you as one of the singles?
Yeah, it did actually. I thought that it was quite the focus track because I think it epitomizes my EP as a whole. It's very progressive. So it's the longest track on the EP at 5 minutes, and it's a tale of two halves. So you'll hear the beginning has this kind of arpeggiated bass bouncing along with auto-tuned vocals, and that's the first poem sung, free form. And then it kind of all falls apart and breaks down in the middle to just wisps of ambient noise, and then it builds back up again with this kind of really unnerving chord progression. The auto-tune gets lost and I just sing with my normal voice as the second love poem emerges. So it's pretty much an ode to love, the song.
Would you describe yourself as a loved up person?
I guess so. Yeah, I'm quite loved up at the moment.
Oh, nice, nice, good, good, lucky. I love the aesthetic you've been using for Nextraterrestrial and your releases so far. This kind of punky, futuristic, sci-fi vibe aesthetic going on at the moment. How did you fall into that?
Well, that's a good question actually, and it does pertain to Ototahi. So once upon a time, randomly in Auckland, I was going out for dinner with my boyfriend, and the people next to us were these most eccentric, amazingly dressed family. Now, they just mentioned to me, "I like your hair," and it turns out that their son, who was there, is an animation artist, and he's mostly based in LA, but he was just kind of home for a while, hanging out with his mum and dad. So they're based in Auckland, and his name is Blue Hamill, aka Half of Nothing, if you want to look up Half of Nothing on Instagram. And I basically just met him at a restaurant. We talked a bit, and I said, "Hey, do you reckon you would do some animated visuals for my EP? I love your work." And I felt like my futuristic sound kind of went well with his visuals. And he said, "Yeah, for sure." And it worked out super well because the EP is supposed to be listened to from start to finish. I really loved this kind of cohesive look for every single song.
Yeah.
And he made a 3D avatar of me, which was super fun and interesting. I've never worked with an animation artist before, but it's resulted in a full-on short film. So that's going to be screened here in New Plymouth for my release. We're going to be showing the full short film, all animated from beginning to end, kind of like a listening party, but also with that visual aspect held at the cinemas here. So that should be super fun. So I'm loving that I got that connection with Blue from Christchurch.
Yeah, wow, that is, that's kind of amazing, actually. That's very, very cool.
You never know where you're just going to meet the next person you'll collaborate
with.
Yeah,
yeah. And, yeah, Blue is amazing. Everything does, really. Wow, you've really gone, like, full tilt into this, haven't you, for your first EP? It's quite extraordinary.
Oh, thanks, Liam. Well, I guess I might be a bit different to some of the other musicians out there where I kind of love the admin side of it, and I'm kind of a slow person to be writing tunes. So because I don't have, like, too many tunes under my belt and it takes me a long time to write music and get it out there, I kind of like to spend a lot of time making it the best I can and just taking care with the few tunes I do have.
yeah, totally. I can absolutely understand that. You've kind of actually answered my next question already, which was...
What was that?
Well, it was about your creative process and how... like, how it sort of works for you. So you're not quick by any means?
Well, not really lately, but about a couple of years ago I was. So I didn't have any social media at all then. I deleted all my profiles and I spent a lot of time at the piano figuring out chord progressions, writing tunes, mucking around on Logic, and that's where a lot of my music that I'm releasing now came from.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and when I kind of get to writing a song, if it's at the piano, I always start with the chord progression. The song's pretty much fully fledged without lyrics, and then that's the last thing I do. But if I start it in Logic, I pretty much just muck around with crazy different futuristic sounds that I find, and I don't have a particular agenda other than, like, oh my God, I want this to sound like something coming out of a movie.
Yeah, right, right.
And I just make,
right,
like, these kinds of cinematic soundscapes. So this EP is a bit of a mix of, like, actual songs and some instrumental soundscapes that kind of tie the songs together.
I love that. Yeah, I really love a soundscape. And they're kind of... they're good to give breathing room between songs as well. Particularly, you know, if your songs, you know, cover a lot or deal with heavy things. Sometimes it's quite good. How does the lyrics work for you? Because I know it can be quite a exposing process for some artists, writing lyrics and sharing themselves and so on. How do you view all of that?
Yeah, that's definitely true. For me, I have a mix of lyrics. So, like, for example, on my EP, I have a couple of spoken word things where I kind of just make up a poem about what it might be like to be underwater, or if you're out in the deep ocean with, like, just nothing to save you, and kind of scary things. And I just come up with, like, hypothetical scenarios. But also there are some deeply personal lyrics on my EP as well, or with my songs. And they generally come out quite organically. So one of my previous singles was called Cellular, and that one was all about, like, social media and phones, tech addiction, and I wrote that during the time when I had no Facebook, no Instagram or anything. And then, for example, The Heart of Spring, those are, like, lived memories that have happened to me. So it is quite personal, and it's like, oh, do you want to, like, share everything about you, or can people just, you know, listen to the song and read between the lines? It can be vulnerable, for sure, I agree.
Yeah, that's a really, really good question to ask. Well, I mean, I know it's not easy to share these things about yourself. So thank you for doing it, you know. And I think the result is, you know, some great music and an EP I am really quite excited to listen to. Now you've mentioned not having social media for a bit, but you do now. So if people want to, like, kind of follow you and keep up with what you're doing, where can they do that?
Yeah, definitely. So you can follow me on Instagram. My handle is Frau, which is F for Freddy, R-A-U, underscore, Knots, which is K-N-O-T-Z, like the German, like Knots. So, yeah, Frau underscore Knots on Instagram. Otherwise, just type me in on Bandcamp and you'll see, my profile or my previous singles. Other than that, just all the streaming platforms. Please, if you want to just, like, put one of my songs on your playlist or Shazam, like, that helps me so, so much. And, Liam, yeah, you've helped me so much as well by spreading the good word down in Ōtautahi, and I'm super grateful for this interview and your enthusiasm about my music. Thank you.
Oh, stop it. You don't need to thank me. it's what I do. Are you going to be in Ōtautahi anytime soon? Could we expect a tour or something like that?
Well, I don't have any plans at this stage, but hey, where's good to play? Because I am keen.
Oh, that is a great, great question. I reckon you would do, I think you could put on like a really moody, good show at Darkroom.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, I reckon Darkroom or Space Academy would be really good for you as well, I think.
Oh, I've heard of both of those venues and I so want to go and check them out. So thanks for the recommendations. If I am in Ōtautahi, I will definitely let you know because that would be fab.
Yes. Oh, no, come on air. We can have a kiki in the studio. It'd be great.
Awesome. I'm keen.
Hey, have a wonderful, wonderful day. We're going to play your latest track now, which you should be so, so proud of. But before I do that, I just want to say thank you so, so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much, Liam. You've been an absolute gem to chat to. It's been great fun. Thank you.
And that was the lovely Frau Knots talking about her album, which you can pre-order now, and also talking about The Heart of Spring, the final single off that EP that came out on Friday. I'm going to play it for you now. The whole EP is going to be great, actually. I'm really excited for it. More so now I know there are some soundscapes. Oh, love me a soundscape. Anyway, I'm going to stop gas-bagging. Do enjoy this track, it is called The Heart of Spring.
Resonating love as good. United in a perfect sphere. You'll find him circumnavigating you.
And that is The Heart of Spring by Frau Knotts. New out on Friday, that song.